A surge of imports is flowing through ports on the West Coast, but many of those containers coming in are going back empty. The Commerce Department said today the nation's trade deficit in March was the biggest in nearly 6.5 years. President Obama hopes to close that gap by boosting exports, in part through a big Asia-Pacific trade deal. He'll make a pitch for it later this week at the Oregon headquarters of the Nike Corporation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that corporate backdrop sends a message, but maybe not the one the president intends.
President Obama says he wants consumers around the world buying more products stamped Made in the USA. But that's not a label you'll find inside virtually any Nike products.
All of their footwear, all of their clothing is produced in contract factories in places like Vietnam and Indonesia and China.
Scott Nova is executive director of the Worker Rights Consortium, a watchdog group that monitors overseas factories. Nike, which had $28 billion in sales last year, has relied since its inception on independent factories in low-wage countries.
Nike is one of the companies that helped perfect the sourcing model that now defines production in footwear and garments and in other major light manufacturing sectors, and it's a model based on cheap labor and poor working conditions.
Nike did not respond to telephone and email requests for comment. After a burst of bad publicity in the 1990s, the company did try to clean up some abuses, such as child labor. But the company's most recent report on sustainable business performance acknowledges nearly a third of the factories making Nike products fall short of Nike's own standards. Hours and wages are the most common complaints. That raises eyebrows of critics who ask why the president would choose such a setting to make the case for his Asia-Pacific trade deal. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the proposed agreement is designed to raise labor standards in the 12 participating countries. That includes Vietnam, the number one source for Nike shoes.
The president believes that by raising labor standards and raising environmental standards throughout the Asia-Pacific region, that will level the playing field for American businesses. And no longer will companies be able to gain an unfair advantage by capitalizing on low labor standards.
When Nike first blazed the trail of offshore manufacturing in the 1960s, more than 90% of the shoes Americans wore were still made domestically. But since then, nearly every other American shoemaker has followed Nike's path. And today, more than 99% of our shoes are imported, mostly from China, Vietnam, and Indonesia. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden, who represents Nike's home state of Oregon, is one of the leading supporters of the trade deal. He argues there's no justification for the tariffs levied on imported shoes now that there's virtually no domestic manufacturing left to protect. Matt Priest, who leads a trade group of shoe companies, says lowering those tariffs would give a boost to the shoe design and marketing jobs that are still located here.
It will help us design more shoes. It'll help us sell more shoes. And when we're selling more shoes, we're creating more jobs throughout the supply chain.
Indeed, the Asia-Pacific trade deal is less about defending labor-intensive manufacturing than promoting intellectual property, services, and agriculture, sectors where the U.S. has a competitive advantage. But that raises the question, why doesn't the president's West Coast pitch for the trade deal take him to a movie studio or a rice farm, businesses where the products still say, Made in the USA? Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.